The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
I just watched her crush in the fucking belly room. Honest to God, like...
Who can't crush in that fucking portal to hell? That is the... They should have a slide, not stairs, outside that fucking place. So you can just zip line fucking down out of that fucking... That is... When I was here, Eleanor, do you know, I don't think I've ever done that fucking room.
The belly
room? At the Comedy Store?
No, because it was fucking Rachel Lovey up there with like her saggy tits. Nobody went up there. It was her thing. She ran it.
It was miserable.
I have no idea.
And there was a gay show?
One night a week. That was the only Friday nights was the only night where there was more than four people in the belly room.
Rachel Lovey used to pack it.
I don't even know who that is.
She used to do three shows. I used to make a shit ton of money. I would sell like $1,700
on money up there?
Yeah, wow. On that night. My ass looked great, too, because I go up and down those goddamn steps all night.
You should have been at the rainbow.
Workout.
You should have been at the rainbow.
Well, the rainbow.
Under the tables, giving
it's a whole
head.
Different
you go up those steps, you lose your soul.
It's a different kind of $1,700 night at the
you
rainbow.
You were too good of a girl. Eleanor was like a good girl. She was all serious, surfing everybody. She was all fucking serious.
Yeah.
Then she turned into a
boss.
Wrestler.
She ran the show when
no,
I got
she
here.
No, she was. She was the fucking boss.
Yeah.
I had to be responsible. Sometimes I'd go to the rainbow with like Freddie and my other friend. I can't say her name. Because she would disappear constantly.
But what is this? I don't like a podcast where you can't fucking say names. And
well, you can say
people.
Yeah, you can. She's married, so I don't know if her husband knows her other side.
Oh, because she was a virgin when he married her? Get the
had
fuck
to be.
Out of here.
She worked at the Comedy Store. He knows she was a virgin.
Oh, my.
We sold her as a virgin. That's how she got him. So, yeah.
This is
otherwise,
sick.
We'd all be homeless.
You know what? If we're going to bullshit, I'm going to take off my glasses.
I want to bullshit.
See this mess. She's not...
She doesn't need to be studious for this podcast.
There's no smartness.
Time to get dirty.
That's a lit time to get. As if we have to warm up to it.
This is exciting to have you on the Comedy Store
Why?
Podcast. I don't know, because you're part of the Comedy Store. Like when I was here, you were a big part of the Comedy Store.
I mean, was?
Shit talking.
Yeah.
That's what I remember about
who
you.
Who was the fucker at the door who told me, you know
Harris
what?
Harris Pete.
I'm not going to say hi to you
yes,
because
Harris
you're going
to
get on TV and you're not going to say hi to me. So fuck off.
Had to be
that
Harris.
Guy was, I have the best Comedy Store stories.
Please tell them
everybody.
All.
Of course.
Harris Pete, we talk about him a lot. Because
didn't
he
move to like Montana?
Yes, he did.
That fucker. And his girlfriend was some Asian broad
yes.
and she'd bring him like
Yoshi.
An actual...
No.
Yoshi, Yoshi, they're all
some
like,
shit.
And then she'd bring him a picnic basket full of treats.
Yes. She'd give it to the whole staff.
No, but she loved that fucker. And I used to think to myself, like, wow, like a picnic basket. You gotta
that's
be
intense.
No.
I never got a picnic basket.
You gotta basket. Have a big dick for
went,
that.
No.
And Harris had the shittiest attitude to get a picnic basket.
The,
he must have been serving
he,
it
But the thing
up.
About him was he didn't. He just didn't like any kind of small frivolity or cunt talk. He just didn't. He just wasn't in. I said hi. Hi. Months passed. And then he goes, I'm not going to fucking say hi to you. And then I was like, all right, fucker. Well, no, but I had good times here. And you brought up fucking Mooney. What the fuck?
Oh, I brought up Mooney because we talked about Mooney on the last podcast.
Where is he?
I think he's in New York. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Last time I saw him was at Caroline's maybe 6 years ago. He was doing the midnight show there, so I went to see him.
Yeah,
it was
the last
so
time
excited.
I saw him, too, was at Caroline's. And that was like 8 years ago.
But you play the game with Mooney. You remember this game where he'd be like, you
what?
Know the guy. What's his name? Used to be a hairdresser. And I'm like, what? What? And it's like, pick a fucking person. And then he's talking about Kippadotta. I'm like, I didn't know Kippadotta was a fucking hairdresser.
I had no idea. But I remember that one day he came out of the kitchen because I really didn't talk. What people think, they think I spoke to a lot of people here. But I really don't have that many friends in my life, and I don't choose to make a lot. So it's
smart.
Like a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah.
It's nothing I planned out. It's just that I was this fucking... I just came from a small place and I just would concentrate on the stage and then I'd come off and these people would be talking to me and Mooney was one of them and he goes, And he'd come out of the kitchen and he'd be all, this place is an insane asylum, and I know because I helped make it one. could you help me go talk to those people? And I'd be like, no, like, I'm not like a pit bull. Like, I'm not like a dog. Like, he would literally try to make me attack people who were, like, coming after him.
I watched him.
It was crazy.
I watched him rip Johnny Zapp to shreds, and it was the best.
See, I don't even know who Johnny Zapp is.
He wears the wicker hat, big glasses. He just literally was, like, a staple, like, just would be here.
He would just hang out. He had like a vinyl Comedy Store jacket.
We at least went on stage.
But yeah, Zapp never did anything. He claims he was like, well, you know, I was Richard Pryor's stage manager, and he'd always say stuff like that. Oh, I worked with Robin Williams in Santa Barbara once.
Really?
Like,
but I was Richard Pryor's stool.
Yeah.
I mean, that motherfucker sat on
in his ass. That's for shit sure. But.
No, but it's just crazy, the shit. Like, because when you get older and then you move around so much in comedy and you go places and then you don't, and then you just shit, the synapses don't always connect. But what you do remember are little pivotal moments of people coming up and saying certain things to you. One, I will tell you this about Mooney, that fucker. The first road show, one of the first ones I did was in Sacramento. And he had a friend, I don't know, somebody, and then he called me up in the morning in the hotel room, and this mine, I'm pretty green at the time, like as far as road shows and shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm like middling for him, and he goes, Paula Bell, we're going to the racetrack.
Oh.
And I go, okay, because I grew up at the track, so I thought, all right, fuck it, we're going to go see horses. This fucker takes me to the fucking track, underneath the track, because it's off-season betting. It's me, Paul Mooney, and 300 fucking Asians.
Yes.
And all the monitors, and I'm like, okay, well, we can do off-track betting, whatever. And he goes, he just looked at me, and I looked around, and he could tell I was just dumbfounded, and he goes, bet on every nigga horse you see. And that motherfucker left me on stage for 45 minutes, and I was like pretty green at the time because he had just won like 7,000 or 70 grand off some black horse in Philadelphia.
Yes, naturally. Blacks are all winning in Philly.
But that's the only time I ever fucking feel free about saying that fucking word, because
it's Mooney.
Because Mooney,
but when he said it,
it was
just
so powerful.
Oh, God, and I was just like, okay, what the fuck am I doing in this basement with 300 Asians at 7 in the morning? Like,
and one black guy.
And he stayed there all, and he won. The motherfucker won.
I love that he won.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
No, but he won a lot.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably smarter than us.
But there's a lot of fucking crazy
isn't he from up there?
I don't know where don't ask me where
I read his book. That's why I'm trying to remember.
Don't ask me who I fucked.
He didn't write
don't ask
book.
Me who I fucked. Don't ask me where
no,
I was.
Like the Bay Area is where he's from. That's why I'm messing that up.
But
it's
I
the
was
wrong
born
side.
In downtown LA. See, people don't know. I'm an original Angelina, but people don't know that because when I was young, I did all kinds of shit and moved around. And
right, of course, but that's normal.
Not really.
What year did you get here to the
Nobody
store?
Nobody knows. No,
I don't either.
Kippadotta was here. There was another hairdresser.
The legendary hairdresser, Kippadotta. That was one of my favorite drunk Argus references, right. By the way.
Kippadotta?
It was Kippadotta myself.
He does a drunk Argus that's out of this world.
Wait, I thought Argus was always loaded.
He does them.
I've been here since 2000, so Argus was sober then. But when I first started making fun of him, it was just a normal Argus impression. And then the night Johnny Carson died, I decided my impression started drinking again. And people thought it was funnier.
That's like your shadow falling down. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so then after that, it was just like, it's drunk Argus now. So it was just naming random people whose headshots I saw on the wall.
That's a trip, though, because
people would freak out because they're like, how do you know those fucking names?
Yeah, I'd do a Charlie Hill, and he would just like feed me names.
I love Charlie Hill. Yeah. That fucker was cool.
He was the best.
See, I came in I was like one of the newcomers when everybody else was here.
They were like
Roberta, Charlie Hill.
Roberta Kent.
Yeah.
Very funny
fucking
lady.
Fucking hilarious. There was another little guy. He was kind of.
She had the toilet seat. She made him She made him a purse.
She was a big,
she
bossy.
She was fucking funny.
Classic.
She was fucking hilarious.
She was really funny. She lost 100 pounds. She'd be like, I don't care what I look like. 100 pounds. I'll fuck in the dark. Like, she was just this older woman that you just didn't didn't expect to talk like that.
No, she was great. She was great.
Really, I loved Roberta.
She invited me to good parties. She had good parties. She Academy knew Award party. She knew everybody. This was a broad who, like, comedy was like, you could tell, like, her hobby. Or, yeah, like, it was definitely her profession, but definitely, like, her, one of, like, her hobbies, because this bitch had a home. I was like, I'd
unbelievable.
Nice.
And what happened to her?
I'm not sure. I don't really know her story. I'd love
Same
to get in touch with her.
Same thing that happened to me. You just fucking walk out of here and you go, you know what?
Fuck that place. Yeah.
This place is crazy. But it is so transient here. And I mean, there's some people that are staples and never, like, Barris is still here.
That's
Johnny Zapp
crazy.
Still comes here. Robert Apravia. The green suit.
I'm coming on 15 years. I still haven't gone away.
And you were the baby right before I left because you were a fucker. You got up there and you fucked with the audience. Yep. And I was just so enthralled because I don't really reach out to them and they don't want to talk to me. And it's kind of like a better relationship.
Perfect.
No, yeah. I had a psychologist who said it's perfect what you do because you just want to talk at people, not to them.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, give me my fucking money. Because you suck and I'm sick of hearing your fucking problems. No, but it's true. But you were like engaging and you were such a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, he still looks like a baby,
yeah.
Great.
He could work forever.
I've lived a lot of lifetimes since those days.
He's a new father, so he's
got a lot of hate.
I'm a new grandmother. Because right that? When I was having my fun, guess what? You're going to be a grandma.
Oh, Jesus.
Why did I just load this fucking... It's great, though, because he's Sinaloan. And he doesn't look anything like me or my daughter.
He's a what?
Okay.
Sinaloan. He's Mexican.
Sinaloan Mexican?
But it's not just any Mexican. It's a one-eyebrow, dark tan little fucking
baby.
Yeah,
like a Mayan.
Aztec style.
Exactly. Yeah. When you take him around, the other abuelitas think you stole him. And then you get to be mean to him in front of him. And they're like, hey, papi, hey.
Fucking love that. Mi amor, come.
Mi amor. Well, I know a little bit of Spanish now because I'm dating a Colombian.
You're dating a Colombian. You got this little grandbaby you got to learn to talk to.
Right.
Well, they start out speaking Spanish?
Oh, yeah. They just pop out.
That's just how dumb I am.
Right. They just pop out. Pendejo.
They take.
Puta. Yeah. Make me dinner. What?
They take Spanish class in preschool. And everyone speaks English when they're born. That's just God's plan.
No, they're not Korean. They're Spanish.
They're not Korean, girl.
Only Koreans come out speaking Spanish.
Dirty, filthy Koreans.
That's how my dad was in the Korean War, and he always says that, hey, not like them Koreans, girl. I think that's racist.
My grandpa fought in Korea, and he would just call them yams. I still to this day.
Perfect.
He personalized his racial slurs.
Why yams?
They're yellow? Sweet potatoes are more yellow.
Yams like orange.
Yeah, orangey.
I guess that's how he felt they looked to him. Maybe my grandpa was racist and colorblind. I don't know.
Wow. He just,
like, we'd walk into McDonald's and he'd be like, we can't eat here. I'd be like, what? Why? Like, there's a yam over there. We're going to Burger King.
A yam.
I'd be like, oh.
And gonna slingshot his fucking hamburger.
Yeah. And I was told later, hilarious. He's talking about Asian people. Because I was always just like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No, my grandfather, who was a Jew, used to say, they're going to run the fucking world. Be careful.
Yeah. They are smart species. The whole
species.
An alien species.
Sorry.
But why
I'm gonna get in trouble for my racism again. I don't know. Because I talk shit about mostly Asians. I don't know why. I have an issue.
Why? Have you ever fucked one?
No.
Really? I fucked a Chinese guy.
How was that? First lesbian
Every
experience?
Time I came, a little fortune came out.
Wait a minute. You say that. I do that to what's
Long
his name?
Long life, opportunity not.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. No, come on. Why can't you talk about every fucking
No, I do. I talk about
thing.
Everybody.
This
yeah.
is
you
the
can't.
Weirdest podcast because I came on. You guys are like, okay,
you can
we
say
can't
whatever
mention
you want.
This.
You can't.
Who gives a fuck about me? I'm a 50-year-old fucking grandma with coke up my ass right now that I just smuggled back from Medellin.
If we can get that out.
Keistering.
Keistering was the episode we did with Josh Wolf.
That's right.
So
that's keistering.
That's when you sneak
up your ass.
Yep.
Oh man, I got Christmas gifts up my ass.
See that?
Listen,
we can send you to prison. You can make some good money.
Yep.
Man.
Get you a job as a guard, and you'll be making $200K a year for keistering.
I should have been a prison guard. I would have been a great fucking prison
guard.
What? What are you talking about?
With busted my fucking balls, telling people to shut the fuck up.
I just literally saw
they
you.
And then just hear. Going and rubbing one out quick in the bathroom and fucking coming back.
You can order them to do it for you. That's the exciting part.
But I wouldn't. You're that's in the charge. Sick part.
Can we get her a part on Orange is the New Black as a prison guard?
Would I have never been the fucking great. I would have been the best fucking prison guard.
That would be awesome.
I like that show. But then they got kind of soft. Everybody got kind of soft, right?
I don't remember the last season. Oh, no, it was... Yeah, if the first season was fucking great. Really.
I think that was the only one that was based on a book. And then after that, they're like, let's just make it up.
Yeah, let's make it up after
that. I saw like three episodes and I was like, no, I'm out. I don't like anything.
No. You didn't like it?
No, I wasn't into it.
It's hard to get Rick to like anything.
So you're not watching that teen movie everybody's fucking talking about?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh my God, it's the worst piece of shit put on Netflix. Oh,
the 13 Reasons Why?
Okay, so this chick offs herself. She's in high school, okay?
I saw five episodes.
You what? Yeah. You stood through five episodes?
My wife watched the whole thing. So I made it through five, and then I decided that I could tell people.
Don't you know how to be a real husband and just have to do it for work?
I didn't learn.
Put on a wife beater, get some spaghetti stains, and just slap the shit out of her on the fourth episode. What are you doing hanging in for five?
I hate fucking crazy. So easily. So now I just refer to it as five reasons why not to watch 13 Reasons Why.
And now they're warning all the kids, like, I think kids should
What is it about? Like, I don't even
know. So this stupid, he'll tell you.
It makes no sense. There's this weird alternative chick who seems really cool. And for some reason, she wants to be loved by the popular douchebags. And none of them are nice to her. So she kills herself and then releases 13 Doves? Cassette tapes because it's cool. And they refer to the cassette tapes as old media.
It's the same thing a lot of female comics did here, but they just didn't have 13 tapes.
They couldn't afford the mixtapes.
Yeah.
So it's like
they're just like, we never made that many shows.
Tape three, side B.
I only have six shows. I'm not there yet.
It's the worst.
I'm in the belly room in the portal to hell.
I love the belly room.
No, but this show is just, and now they're warning the teens because the suicide talk. You know what I say about it? Let them off themselves.
Yeah. I agree. Thin the herd.
Absolutely.
Man.
Right?
We're overpopulated.
It's one of the main things this podcast is focused on, is letting people kill themselves. We're pushing it.
Look, if you live as long, right?
Don't be a bitch.
Right?
Kill yourself.
No, I'm 50. They're not going to want to get to this fucking age.
Seriously,
people are
going to
ask them, who'd you fuck? Where you were? What'd you do? Do you have any kids? Blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, what? And you just want to live your life and you can't because it's just constant fucking reminders and Hallmark cards and bullshit. And you just go, when did this happen?
Yeah.
Just take me out.
Please. Yeah.
That's why I'm hoping Kim Jong-un fucking fires that shit off. Fire off? Is that his name?
He's
Kim Jong-un?
I love how you said it. You committed to
that's
it.
Good.
I'm like, wow, she really knows her political
It's
that goose step that's killing me.
He's the Grand Wizard of the Northern Yams, from what I remember. Kim Jong-un.
The organic Northern Whole Food.
Yeah.
Whole Food Yams.
Well, he's not
fuckers.
Organic. He can't reach. He's got no shot.
He's got, dude.
But yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel bad. Rick has a newborn. But I always talk about like, oh, God.
Why do you feel bad? It was born.
Yeah, it happened. I spent a lot of money to make that thing born.
Make it born. It got here.
Yeah.
You can't promise it the rest of its
life. But when you're a parent, don't you think you look forward to, oh,
when I was
see
a parent, I was here telling jokes. That's what fucking happens when you're a parent.
Yep.
And he fucking knows it. That's why he's in the portal to hell talking to us right now.
So I'm in the basement.
Somebody's shitting their pants. I mean, just gumming. And I mean, you're just like, what?
Yeah. This kid doesn't stop. It won't quit growing up. It's the worst.
They don't.
She is so fucking cute.
You can't stunt them.
No, you can't. I got my 24-year-old niece staying with me right now.
Hey, Eleanor, there's a lot of things we don't feel sympathy for, and it's somebody that.
24-year-old niece.
She's so cute. I got my
Listen, that bitch is looking at me like, what should I not do in life? That's what she's here studying. Like,
she's
that's
here
what she,
to learn.
I feel like she's like coming out here
process.
For a boot camp. Like, what not to do in life? Let's go watch Aunt Elle because she's a fucking idiot.
No, she's out here because she's like me and Aunt Elle can go out and get some sweet D. And that's what she's thinking.
Of course. Or all my nieces and nephews fucking, I was the one who took them in the garage and got them loaded on all the shit. They'd walk out and fucking fucked up. And then I'd barf and wake up with raccoons in the yard. They fucking took pictures. They loved it.
Dude, that's...
let me ask you this. Did you do it with your own kids?
No, my kids don't, but they're fucking, they're prima donnas. They don't drink. They don't smoke. Really? They have great jobs, better than me. They drive better cars than me.
Bunch of losers.
I don't know what kind of...
They're setting up because they know they got to take care of you.
Them. No, I told them, what are you going to do? And they're like, don't even fucking trip because you have no fucking...
You have no help.
I'm looking for a bus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes, that's what happens. I just want to walk out in front of a very fast bus.
Smart.
That's what you have to do. Yeah. These fuckers aren't going to help you.
No, and it's also the...
It's like you have them just for like some kind of weird self-inflicting punishment.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, people think, oh, baby, no, it's not that. And right when I was living my life, traveling all over and doing shit, and I was like 40-something, and they were like, you're going to be a grandma. And I just thought, oh fuck, I should have had their uteruses out.
Can you remove their uteri when they're young?
You just gut her kids? Listen, Let's get Doc, this out.
I don't want to ever hear the grandparent word. Could you just remove the uteri while she's young enough that it doesn't scar her? Just take the ovaries. I don't really know how it works.
No use for any uteri.
No one ever taught me how this stuff goes.
Uteri is a great word.
It's got to be uterus is uteri.
Uteri, uterlo. I like
uteri.
It's gross being a female. I better come back as a fucking dude. I'm serious. This whole existence is a weird past life fucking. Look at me. What did we do in our last life to make this what we're doing now?
I feel like we definitely didn't do good last time. Being a woman is a punishment for something we did in a previous life.
I don't feel like it's a punishment. I feel like I was an old fucking black man in a past life.
Thank you.
Right? Took me forever to get credit. I used to drive that big Cadillac everywhere.
Yeah.
She did. Bitches love me and I don't even care about them. Like, I'm not gay, motherfuckers.
That's not fair.
Come over here and lick my balls. No, it's just terrible. I must have been like some fucking... She had to be a pimp
or something.
I must have been Red Fox. I wish I was.
That would have been sweet.
Seriously,
Red Fox, that would have been a cool one.
That's the one I wish I would have met, that Red Fox. I fucking loved Red Fox.
I remember Mitzi told me a story. She goes, I went to his funeral. I wore a Red Fox. Get it?
Classic. Yeah.
Wait, is she still alive?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Paul, yeah. She's going to outlive us all, my friend.
If she knew I was here right now, these mics would be
cracked. I know. But I don't care.
She wouldn't even know who I was.
Do you see my name on that wall out there? And I spent night after
It's not up there?
But she got...
It's on the roof.
Mitzi got mad at Paula.
Oh, okay.
What'd she get mad at you for? The Tonight Show or some shit?
I was so green when I was here. I just didn't.
She was so new and so hot. She was really hot.
And I didn't get. And then she goes, "You have a flaw in your character." And I went, okay, because she saw my name in the TV guide, but I didn't want to tell anybody I was going to go on the Tonight Show because it's the fucking Tonight Show, and I was 5 years in comedy.
Damn.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I just knew you were hot.
Nobody should be on The Tonight Show after 5 years.
Yeah.
So many people say that. You're right.
Look at TV right now. Do you watch these fucks?
Yeah.
And you're like, you're what?
Yeah.
Because I watch them and I'm like, oh, there's no more lines to be drawn. There's nothing. Just, oh, he's got 300,000 million followers. Put him on that fucking show.
Yeah.
And you're like... I can't even understand. I don't even understand what the fuck I'm watching.
Yeah, I agree.
They put some Indian kid on one of the late shows.
I saw people posting it. It's going to be all PC now. They're going to have Indian.
It was so bad.
They're going to have everything.
He was like, well, you know, I'm an Indian immigrant, so that means I'm like, he's doing the.
But wait, what kind of Indian was he? From India?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so it was like, I mean, it was all just.
You're going to get a real Indian.
You're not going to.
Thought it was a casino Indian?
It was only Charlie. He was the only one.
Charlie's the only one.
Yeah, this guy was terrible. It was all about, you know, I'm not doing an impression of Apu from The Simpsons. I'm like, what? That's his joke? That he got him on a late night TV show?
All those fucking millennials probably get that shit.
Yeah.
They follow him like, oh, he said Apu.
He makes 7-second videos that are hilarious.
Let me guess. He said curry in his ass.
What?
Don't eat the curry.
That's what he uses as deodorant. Are you familiar with this comic? Because he crushed it.
So wait, you were 5 years in. They asked five you. You got in. On the Tonight Show.
But I got it over at the fucking
Laugh Factory.
And then I came back and I was walking through the parking lot. But I thought, should I say anything? And I thought, no, because that's not my fucking way. I can tell you, so many nights I was here, so many people. Mitzi would sit with me night after night.
I had
three conversations with her the whole fucking time I was here. I never talked to that broad. You remember Patty Ross?
Of course.
She said, don't talk to her, Paula, because she hates women. She hates her own daughter and she hates fucking women. She's not going to be friendly. And then I thought, well, you're not that friendly. But I love Patty. But the whole
Paula.
Truth of the matter was, one day I came and Mitzi called me during the day. And she gave me like a decanter. And it looked like something from the 1920s, like something old.
Yeah.
Like it had two tulip vase things. I'm not bullshitting you. I put that shit on, you know how the toilet seat is flat and then you can put toilet paper or whatever on it?
Yeah.
I put these three fucking items. This is no bullshit. I have a lot of weird shit that
I
happens
love
about
that.
It. No. And I'd come home. And this shit would be balancing on the end of the
shut.
And I just thought, I mean, I still get the fuck. I just thought, this shit would be haunted.
Give it to Paula.
No, and she called me, and I was so. I thought, this is Mitzi Shore. She wants to meet me in the day. Fuck, she's going to fire me from the Comedy Store or some shit. And she goes, Paula, I have a present for you. And they were actually beautiful. They were like a beautiful, like expensive smoked glass. I don't know what the fuck they were, but I just put them because I didn't know what to do. I'm not like a tchotchke kind of chick.
Right.
I'm like, I barely have any.
Or like
minimal.
Decorative. Yeah,
no,
I'm the worst.
There's nothing that's going to collect dust in my life.
I'm the same.
But this shit would be like this.
Balance it.
And
that's so
and
weird.
And I'd come back and I'd push it back and it'd go, okay. Maybe the apartment manager or some shit came in. Nope. The next day, I said, okay, that's it.
That's fucking haunted. That's scary.
And I only had, like, honestly, three conversations with Mitzi. Is that my heart beating?
Yes. That's the...
So I'm not dead!
That's the portal closing. We're trapped here now. The
those
vortex.
Are the tulips.
Yeah,
those are the tulips growing.
You haven't been back here in years, and then you end up dead, and it's like you
haunted.
Can't get out.
That's the
Hotel California.
You're
here.
This is Hotel California.
Yeah.
But so do you still have those haunted fucking tulips?
But the point is, I really only had like three conversations with that woman my whole time here, and you know how long
yeah,
I was here.
You.
And I was here or there, main room, every fucking night, but I just didn't tell people shit. Did I ever tell anybody shit?
No, like what? Yeah.
Was I friendly?
But how
you were friendly,
yeah,
definitely.
But I was friendly, but I wasn't like, hey, let's...
We're all best friends.
No, not like, let's have a barbecue this afternoon. I don't remember any of that shit.
Plus, like, how annoying...
Glad I'll get near
me
fire.
Either. Me either.
How annoying are the people, though, who tell you every time they do something?
Exactly. That's what today
those people
is.
Are the worst, where they're like, oh, yeah, I just did a... An episode
but that's the
of such
whole
and
existence
such.
Of
comics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today
comedy.
They go, what are your credits? And I go, I'm here.
I'm funny.
I'm fucking breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you give them a little bit of that?
Like, it's just crazy. Like, yeah. But you're right. I probably wouldn't have told anybody either. I don't know. Like, you just do it. You just fucking
yeah.
go and do
it.
They either see it or they don't.
But that was just me. I wasn't like, I just didn't. I just didn't, but that was the thing you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
So she goes, she called me up and she goes, yeah, I see you in the TV guy. You hear me?
She was pissed. I remember that. Like, she just.
But why?
Because you were on the Tonight Show, and I thought
that was her big thing. I will say she did say you're the only one who came here with your act intact. Your delivery, everything is perfect. Even Roseanne, I had to give her her coveralls.
Right?
Damn.
Yeah, it's true. I'm telling you, Paula got like fucking in. That's why I thought you were like, you came, like maybe from New York, like you were a veteran. You know what I mean?
But I started out, I lived in Santa Cruz and I would drive 75 miles each way and I did San Francisco. I did the Holy City Zoo, right. Robin Williams' little room.
Maybe that's why I thought you were from up there because of you.
And then they told me you got to go to Oakland. So I worked as the only white comic in Oakland, East Oakland, Berkeley, Poissons, all these fucking the fucking grossest places. And then I worked one night.
Yeah, but that's how you get strong up
there.
And
he said, you got to go to the Comedy Store. So I drove down here and then she picked me up.
And you just, did somebody recommend you for a showcase? Like that person that told you to come down
it was
here?
That
or
dude, and I feel bad. I can't remember his name right now, but I can't remember a lot of names. But he was on in Living Color as a side character he would do. A black comic. He worked here a lot.
Tommy. Tommy was a mainstay.
No, not Tommy, not
Damon
David.
Wayans.
No, they were all here. I was just thinking of Tommy because he was around.
And
about.
He was here a lot. He had an Asian wife, too.
Oh,
the
wow.
What was his name?
So many blacks do that.
Yeah. So true.
Until SARS came out.
Right? Hey.
Bunch of yam fuckers.
But I love
yams
that. Yams
fucking
sounds
yam.
Sweet. Look, I turned into a grandma. She's yams like, sounds so sweet.
I'm not sure what
it's
this
a delicious
means,
potato.
But this is a... The for some reason they call black people yams. I'm not quite sure where it comes from. So yams fucking yams works.
Wow.
I like this.
That's a
I like
good
this
album
reason.
Name.
I never heard that.
I'm gonna get to the bottom of
you
yams.
You are fucking racist.
Yeah, she knows
we
all the secret.
Bad.
She knows
you're
the secret.
Because you're from Philly.
Race. Yeah.
No, seriously, I took a train once from Jersey, some fucking
dude.
Casino from Jersey Shore down up, and they put me through Philly.
Like Borgata.
And the houses were like sitting like this, and
that's
the people
how we
were
are.
Like this
crooked.
And I said. Oh, fuck, no, this train better not stop.
Let it roll through.
No, these motherfuckers are balancing on the house like this, and they're balancing yeah. on their porch.
And we're all stuck together.
No, but it's a hard fucking life.
The best.
Yeah.
And then I went.
Urban white
I
trash.
My favorite place in the whole world.
It's horrible there.
Going back Wednesday.
What's that thing you have to go through to pay? Those
the
fuckers
tolls?
On the freeway?
What do you mean? Yeah.
I don't know. One time I was fucked up and I was driving this car and I was kind of hungover fucked up, not fucked up like I woke up and got fucked up, but I was driving and I didn't have money for a toll, but it was a rental car.
Oh yeah,
and
you have to pay to go to Jersey.
And I said, look, I'm just, no, I was coming back, I was going to the airport.
Oh yeah.
I said, look, I gotta get to the airport, I don't have any cash, can you do? Nope. They made me park
evil.
Like this. Like here's all the turnstiles, and I had to park in front of mine and walk across the fucking lanes with the cars
right.
and talk to somebody out on the grass. And you know what they told me after I made it out there dodging like a fucking, yeah. like a game, like some kind of digital game? They go, oh no, just tell them I said it's okay. I go, get the fuck, are you kidding
Don't
me?
Don't you have an earpiece
no.
that you could
Where's the walkie-talkies at least?
No, yeah. I'm like dodging like three lanes over here.
Dude, that's terrible.
Crazy.
That's the Walt Whitman. So
and
that's fucking
fast. I think they
just
sat in the booth and just
laughed. Sure.
Yeah. This is I can't yeah. believe she actually
you
pulled over.
You gotta talk to somebody
right?
else.
No,
yeah,
she
they
could
exactly.
have just driven on, but she actually she's parked in front of the booth. I don't know. This
no,
never worked before. Yeah.
That's what they did to me.
They'll fucking hunt
assholes.
You down.
Yeah,
crazy.
And I'm such an asshole. I fucking did it. I just pulled up and was like, okay, I'm just gonna comply.
That's really honest of you. Yeah.
Right?
Especially in a rental car.
Drug that person
that
with
like,
them.
Crazy.
They're gonna track down the license. I don't know. It's Enterprise. Well,
nowadays
we'll
you do. I ran one of those fast track, easy
yeah, yeah.
track we have on the East Coast. I forget. I think it's fast track
yeah,
out
yeah.
here. I did it on the East Coast. I was going to Long Island and I was pissed and I was like, fuck this. So I went in the wrong lane and it was nobody over there, but you needed an easy pass to get through. And I was like, fuck that. And then I got a ticket like 4 months later, $60. I was like, fuck.
Fuck
Eleanor,
them.
I never really talked to her, but she's so cute over the dumbest
about?
Shit. She's so worried
$60.
Over the shit.
Man, that's a lot of money to
no,
me.
No, it's so cute.
No, you don't.
Especially she's 5 years,
you
6
don't
years
pay
ago.
That. You don't
I did pay
that.
It.
Nope, you go wherever their office
no,
is and you kill the boss.
No, they took it off my credit card, those motherfuckers.
What you do is anymore. You tell him, I'll dodge four lanes of traffic.
let me Frogger this.
Hey, I was late for a show at Governor's, man.
That's what I was thinking of.
Frogger,
dude, that's...
Yeah.
And I was all hungover from the night before.
I love that. I love that you pulled over nicely and just walked over.
No, not pulled over. I had to pull and then go in front of the fucking and park in some kind of weird double lane thing that nobody uses. But they
like
just
a fool.
Fuck with you. Like a dumbass.
No, she's doing... What? Is she actually pulling over? I don't know.
Damn, white people are easy to fuck with. Yeah, pull over. Uh-huh.
Right,
and then just...
Totally.
Of course. That's my favorite.
I told her to go talk to Randy. Oh, Randy's going to be
panics.
Pissed.
My mom's like, do you have the $5 out? Because it's $5 now to get back into Philly. And we're right
you
off.
Have a mom?
We're two exits. Fuck yeah, you buddy.
She brags about everything.
I know. I'm like, parents? Am I in a vortex? What is this?
We're trapped.
Isn't that weird? I got two parents.
No,
they love
fair.
Me.
It's not even
You're
fair.
You're so cute and they love me. Don't boast. That's hilarious.
Well, I don't know about my dad, but I could speak for my mom for sure. My dad's kind of a nut.
That is so funny.
As long as I don't sleep with any yams or yams, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good to go. Dad's got certain rules.
Dad's got some serious rules.
You don't have to use the fast pass lane.
Fuck no.
But
that man is crazy. But the back to the Tonight Show thing, the thing I think she got upset with was that they mentioned the Laugh Factory first. And I was like, who gives a fuck? They said the Comedy Store later.
No, you don't do that to Mitzi.
And they did it. She didn't do it. They did
it. It was the Laugh Factory, though. It just said in the TV Guide Tonight Show, Paula Bell. And I had seen her that day, and I contemplated, should I pull her aside? But like I said, I never talked to this woman. People would see me sitting next to her night after night. One night she told me, this was one thing she told me. Go over there. Somebody wants to talk to you. So I did that main room show. And it was, and I thought, fuck, because I was just like, I'm telling you guys, I was such a fucking bum fucking from nowhere. And I just thought, God, is this like, am I in trouble or something? And it was Stevie Wonder. And
oh,
it was that
shit,
big night.
Yeah.
And then I go, and I was just looking at him and I go, hi, it's so nice to meet me. And he goes, is it? This is why I don't talk to people, fucking asshole. Remember when he had all the beads and the shit?
Oh, my God. He used to come here a lot.
Yeah.
But he came here for a couple benefits.
It was like some big gala and Rosie, Roseanne or whatever.
I had a waitress, Katie. Or Katie. The drunk
Katie?
One. Remember Katie? Did you ever meet Katie?
Fucking Boston Katie. I fucking fight everybody in this fucking room.
She was like the fun version of Patty Ross. Like, talk like that loud and obnoxious.
But Patty was funny.
Well, Patty's funny, but Katie would drink. So she was like nuttier.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she'd
go
the next level.
Yeah.
And so she was waiting on him. She's like, I can't believe I'm waiting on fucking Stevie Wonder. I'm crying and he can't even fucking see it. It's like, holy shit, Katie, just calm down.
So good. She's the only waitress I ever saw punch someone out at the Comedy
amazing.
Store.
Wow, now that I wish I was.
Multiple
seen.
People,
and,
actually.
Well, who did you see? Peter Chen or the other guy?
I saw that and I saw...
She knocked out Peter Chen. So did I, but she knocked him out later.
Who's Peter Chen?
You don't remember Peter Chen?
What the... How come every time...
We banned him by the time you got here.
How come every time
crazy.
I go on the stage, Don Barris always ruining my show, but the other people who are not the Asian, and Don Barris does not ruin their show, but when the Asian guy, Don Barris ruined the show, but not Asian, just over and over. I watched him do like 10 minutes where he just went back and forth between how Don Barris doesn't ruin others.
Did you say, hey, dude, you're making me hungry?
Okay, God damn.
Can I have the number 6? This is taking a long fucking time, Asian.
You guys usually aren't this slow. This is fucked up.
And no,
he was crazy.
And then he ate Wheels' pot brownies.
Naturally. Oh,
I don't know. I had no drinks, but I am feeling very fucked up right now. I don't not think
hilarious.
I can be driving. We're just like, probably eat another brownie and see what happens.
Right, and probably drove perfect.
For the first time ever.
Drove off the sidewalk.
And then I saw Katie knock out.
I don't
out
remember.
Micah
he was
James.
An evil fuck. Oh, Micah James.
I heard
he
a lot of stories
guy.
After I left here. I heard so much shit. And I'm like, who the fuck is running that place?
Well, no
Nobody.
One.
Nobody.
That was what
we
was happening.
We were. That was
you
the problem.
Roommates. You guys are like the fucking passengers on the planes
were.
Right now.
Yeah.
Jesus
the
Christ.
The fucking inmates are flying the asylum.
The weirdest shit would happen
that's
here.
That's crazy. Look at it sounds like it, but if you let the fucking people who were working
here. I mean, I was at one point I was security, and as you could tell, I'm a a very intimidating presence. Like, you need to leave. They'd be like, yeah, make me. I'd be like, all right, never mind. Have a good night.
You're like, hold on. I got to tighten my fruit of the loops. During, get the fuck out of here.
During Fat Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, during Fat Tuesday,
Rick,
he's like trying
out.
To fucking.
What? Go kick him out. What are you talking about? Like 23, $1.40.
He's holding a machete, asshole.
Just talk to him, Rick. What?
Just talk to him.
He's not even chewy.
Do you guys want to go get high? Yeah. Can I take you to go get high?
Are
I've got drugs.
Are you going to perform tonight? Because you're the only one I want to watch.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
No, that's when I left here and I looked at him and it was you and this other tall fucker. I don't know what
David
his name
Taylor,
was.
Maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. And that dude was funny, but this little fucker would fuck with people. And I love that because I like comedy that I wouldn't do. I wouldn't. I would go to the audience if they come, which they never come to me.
They
please
usually
come
don't.
To me. I'm a Buddhist.
Please talk to me.
But this guy's just like, beep, cha-cha-pa-pa-boo. And I was just like, what the fuck? I honestly almost thought this guy's stealing his act from his uncle or something. Because you were doing kind of an uncle-ish kind of thing, like the funny fucking uncle will fucking tell you, hey, go fuck yourself.
Rip
and
you
blah,
to shreds.
Blah, blah. Yeah, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
I'm the unassuming asshole. People are just like, what the fuck is this guy talking
about?
But
so like, boom, boom, quick. Boom, and I'm just like, okay, I can relate to that.
I'm a nerd who's doing my best to turn bully.
I don't want
to
hear long stories.
Exactly.
I don't have a lot of time. I didn't back then either, though, have a lot of time for long stories. But some comics, nowadays, you're just like, wow. This is a long fucking story.
Yeah,
somebody started the story thing, and I'd like to find them and execute them.
Yeah, I've seen comics do 15-minute sets where they get two jokes in, and you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I like setup punch. I like
setup
punch.
Like, quick, because then you're getting constant laughs, too.
Well, yeah, and it's just like what it's supposed to be, which is called
a little bit entertaining.
I don't want to hear about your fucking life, okay?
Yeah, and if it is about your life... Throw
it's
fucking
a, it's
jabs
a joke.
In it. Yeah.
Or a jab or a fucking punchline.
I have people who know nothing about comedy constantly tell me that they would like to learn more about me when they watch my set. And I
yeah,
go,
you
cool.
are. You are kind of a weird little fucker, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Thank you.
No, because you are kind of like, I would go in a room and you would be like my nephew sitting in there smoking pot and doing some dumbass video game, but you would never think you'd be able to control a stage.
Yeah, that's the unassuming.
Yeah, that's, you know.
As a matter of fact, are you one of my fucking
It's possible.
Is that him?
It's
I am in hell. They wanted me to watch this fucker when he was little. That's hilarious.
You're still baby. To eternity.
The porthole really is closed. Oh, we're stuck in this fucking basement.
That's
now we gotta read Pauly Shore's manuscript.
I didn't even know this was here. What? He's alive? Fuck
well,
is going on?
Slightly
here?
More. He's slowly turning into Richard Simmons full time. And it's truly bizarre.
Dude, does he wear the scarf?
I can't.
No.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Why are people so fucking concerned with Richard Simmons? You know when I lived at fucking Pink Dot here?
Yeah.
That fucker would drive up and down. He was the meanest little shit. People think I'm fucking mean on stage. That guy, when you met him in person, he was mean. He was pissed off.
I never met him.
Oh,
I don't think.
God.
He sat behind me on a plane 3 years ago. Worst flight experience of my life. He wouldn't shut up. He kept tapping me on the shoulder and asking me questions.
Oh, well, see, for him, he probably... kind of liked him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what it was.
And then he's got an older lady sitting on the other end, and he's like, can I ask you a question? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, would you fuck Richard Gere? She's like, what?
Oh, he's trying to get your attention.
Did he? Yeah, right?
It was
Richard
horrifying.
Gere? That's so old school.
And the lady's like, I don't think so. And he's I would. And I was like,
oh. If this was a 60s reference, what the fuck?
And then he went to the bathroom, and then he came out, and he was like, someone didn't clean up. And then he made the flight attendants get him cleaning supplies, and then he cleaned the airplane bathroom.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Oh. For like 10 minutes.
He
would have
been a great airline steward because he's
sure.
a fucking mean ass.
Yeah,
put his little apron on. He'd love that.
It was horrible.
This is so long ago, but he would drive up and down. And then who else? That fucking, remember, what's her name, Angeline?
Oh, yeah, the blonde, the billboard lady.
She was like
70
years old.
You
got to
see her now. She's
wilting. Still alive?
Yeah, her car's all taped up with pink tape. It's fucking hilarious.
The Corvette?
Yeah.
The Barbie van?
Same car. She's got it all taped up with fucking pink.
Oh,
It's
special order duct tape.
It is. It's, she's got and duct she tape on that, her face too, holding her shit together. Yeah, she's melting quick.
She's also, much like Mitzi, it's a Weekend at Bernie's scenario. There's just a lot of strings being pulled. And,
oh, give Argus a 9:15.
But you know what? I never really had anything about Mitzi. I just didn't know this broad. She just had her own fuck. You
I was very
to her
tight
nightly.
With her.
You were her girl, and she had certain people. But I just didn't. And
well, most comics,
wasn't any big deal.
Most comics didn't because they didn't want to fuck it up for themselves.
Yeah.
Patty Ross was deathly afraid of this broad.
Well, Patty, I mean,
everyone was when I got here. She still would come in like twice a month. And when she got here, the whole place was a ghost town. All the comics were suddenly gone. That's how I got in front of her was there was a showcase list and no one, suddenly all the comics were gone because she popped in. They're like, oh, Mitzi's here, so we're going to do these showcases.
See, and I liked when she was here.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. But I didn't have any rapport with her, so it didn't bother me. And she would just sit back and watch, but she wouldn't say much. She only talked to me four fucking times.
She wasn't a talker, but she would fucking, I mean, when she liked you, you know, like, I know she liked you because she...
Yeah, she'd go sit here.
She'd come sit right
there.
In.
I didn't show
if Paula was on, she'd move
like
faster.
She's like, when I was married, marry me. Okay, but don't fucking like
you. Same shit, man.
He's like, I'll take half your stuff, but we're not.
Yeah.
I really only like to talk, like, in front of a micro on stage. Otherwise, I don't have anything really pertinent to say. I'm reading all the shit
and people
that happens in the world, and I like to listen to people's ideas about it, but they're not mine. But I get it. I get you want to partake with people and hear shit, but I just...
Well, people are terrible, though. That's the main thing. Why I don't want to talk to people because people are awful.
You don't want to learn anything about somebody.
I'm not
gonna, you're going to find out they're a bigger dick than you assumed
they were. I'm not going to learn anything from anyone. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that you realize, especially as you get older, you're not learning anything.
Yeah.
And then you really go, oh, fuck. So maybe just not talking to him was a better thing.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Just why waste my time like getting to know someone that I'm going to hate? That's how I always looked at it. Just like, just fucking let him be. Pass them in the night. You can be polite to them, but there's no reason to fucking learn anything about these assholes.
The comedy is its own weird animal because you will know so many people as acquaintances.
Same.
And then you just don't know these people. And then people will go, oh, well, Cosby was raping people. Well, did you really know that fucker? Not really.
Yeah.
You knew he was selling out shows and had tons of money and time to do shit.
He wasn't Cliff Huxtable,
and
despite what people think.
Why were people shocked that he was doing that? He's a comic.
Yeah.
This is the lowest on the fucking totem pole of entertainment.
Creepiest humans I've ever met.
I agree.
No, it's so true.
95% are sexual predators.
Okay, do we have to keep talking about me?
Well, this was about you.
I'd like to know I'm not finger banging him.
Paula Bell is the only female rapist I ever knew. She actually gave Cosby roofies. And
that's right. I helped her with
that
one.
But she fell asleep on him.
Well, they had both pilled each other that night. And they woke up untouched and unhappy.
Right when he was going to give me that big popsicle.
You just got the pudding pop for you.
But seriously, like, it's so, like, but you know, because you're in this environment is like no other. This is like as if you take a regular job, right, in an office, but you tell everybody, go ahead and fuck whoever you want, fuck with them and dog them out and then try to fuck them men. Just try and just do it. Is that the police?
That's Danny. Is he up? Is that what's happening?
Did you
know
just cut me off like this?
No, I'm listening.
You
no,
guys
you're
can
good.
Keep going. I'll be back.
Where is he going?
Thank you, Danny.
Oh, he's up. I want to see
that's
him.
True. All right, so we'll
oh, God. We
how long have
this
we been
up.
Doing this? But no, you're right. You were on a tear right there. Fuck.
But it doesn't
but
matter.
We're at
nobody
an
cares.
Hour.
Nobody cares.
No, we're at almost at
but
an hour.
But it's just one of those things where you just... It's the bottom of the totem pole for
no,
entertainment.
And we really are that low form of life. I remember
we're the most vital.
Right.
We're the most... A singer can sing one fucking song over and over 60 years from now. Ah, look at her. She sang that fucking song. But
we heard
comic,
that fucking song.
But
yeah.
A comic...
Can't sing that song.
You gotta... You keep going. It's and almost... It's
they
like a death
more.
Wish, but it's a death wish, and people want to see you die.
Fuck yeah, they do. It's my favorite thing to do is watch people die on stage.
You're sick, Eleanor.
I know, but even as a waitress, but I would love it when somebody was fucking bombing. You would love that. I was like, this
no, but
is
you did
great.
Love. I do remember that about you. You did love it, but you'd be like, you'd say little quips and shit like that.
Certain people, I'd throw like softballs at. Like if I knew their act and I like it wasn't going well, I'd right. say something stupid just to get. Like even Holtzman, I used to fuck with Holtzman a lot as a waitress. Like he would be bombing and people, you know, they'd get offended quickly, and I would go, oh man, I want to see the manager. And, like just a little bit enough for him to hear it. Yeah. You want to see the manager, bitch? Right. And he'd lose his fucking mind.
But you enjoyed it. You
enjoyed it. That was my favorite thing. I didn't get into stand-up until I'm 10 years.
I know. Who knew?
10 years in already.
You're
a pup. Fuck yeah.
I kind of not, but
no,
but you're
already
doing it. You just didn't realize it. But you hated fucking comics.
I didn't want to be a comic at all. Never, ever. Until Freddie died, that was it. After Freddie died.
Why'd you want to be it after Freddie died?
Freddie every day would break my balls that I should be doing stand-up constantly. And a lot of people would.
But you were already like that kind of, you
talking
throw this,
shit,
that.
Doing
you were
whatever.
A character already. You're already a character.
Yeah. And so I was already doing talking shit, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Are
and
you
then,
checking your phone while you talk to me?
And now I'm getting texts from the fucking guy in the OR.
Just leave me here. Fuck it.
No,
and
no,
go,
I'm not
this
doing
this. Must
that.
Be hell.
I'm like, they can't be calling me for my spot. My spot's not until 12:30.
Is so, he? I want to no watch
way.
You and him.
I don't. I go on at 12:30. So fuck it. We can go watch Rick. That'll be fun because Rick's better. I'm like, Rick's better. Kidding. Don't come, motherfucker. That's the little Asian guy that I pick on. He's the door guy.
I know nobody here.
I know, but he's really new. He's probably like a year and a half in. I call him Feng Shui.
Oh, he's probably got his own special already.
Probably. he's really
funny.
He's
on ABC. I don't think any Asians are funny. I don't give a fuck how
agreed.
Much time you're
gonna... No, I'm just kidding. I had Bobby Lee on the podcast. We had a big
beef.
I
don't think any Asians are
we
funny.
We had a big beef, so I was
why?
Like... Cause
is he still crying like a baby in the night?
Pretty much.
Knock it off.
Dude, we had such
you
a fight.
You don't get given balls or testicles so you can weep.
Even if you're born.
Oh, God.
With
I should
them.
Have been in the army. I would have been such a good soldier.
No, we
got to
work on getting you on fucking Orange's New. That was a great idea.
I got to get on stage back here. That's what I got to fucking do.
Well, then, yeah, why not? It's
I don't know
new
who's
now.
Running it. I'm going to fucking talk
you'll
to
see
him.
Who's running it. I'm going to show you who's running it. It's not me.
Okay. But I have a 1 minute Asian minimum.
Yes. I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, and that motherfucker texting
just,
me right now,
I
fucking
just,
things up.
That's hilarious.
Pissing me off.
Well,
but he's running the OR. Like, you know, the door
oh,
guys
he probably
have
owns
to,
the place. He probably made you. You're not even Eleanor.
Do you remember Danny?
I make a mean bitch.
Do you remember Danny?
Danny who?
The guy who came in and got Rick.
Nope.
Danny Lucas?
Nope.
He's the sound guy
nope.
in the main room.
Mm-mm.
Who'd you work with? Phil? Who was the little sound
no,
guy?
No, he had a Showtime special, a little gay dude. He was very fucking funny. I think he
ooh.
Died. Blonde. Oh, I feel bad. I can't remember his name right now. He was here a staple for a year. He's the one who told me, Paula Bell, you got picked up. Steve Moore.
He did the light. He does the piano.
He did the piano.
Yeah, not the light booth. The light booth in the
you're
main
telling
room.
Me the piano and the light are done by two different people? It takes
yes.
that many fucking hands
you have
to
no
work
idea how
place?
Many hands. Because that's just the OR.
Why don't they just fucking kick you?
Yeah, Danny in the main room, when you do the main room, whoever gives you the light is in
that
sound booth.
Look, anybody under 30 or
no,
40.
He's been here for 20 some years, Danny.
I don't remember.
You probably just don't remember him.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a light booth.
He was a young rocker. So he would like come in, like even now he's a grandfather.
I don't think it
Danny.
Was him.
And little Phil with the long hair, he was the sweetest.
Maybe little Phil. Mm-hmm. But Steve Moore and little Phil.
Steve
this is a long
Moore.
Eleanor, you know I was here a long fucking time.
I know,
ago.
I was trying to figure it out when I can't I for some reason, fuck, I suck at dates. I remember I moved
stop
here.
Stop sucking at dates.
I
you
suck
can just
on
kiss
a first
the tip.
Date, but I suck at remembering
kiss
dates.
The tip. That's a Philadelphia
a tip.
Thing.
Come on, man. They get
tip.
Mad at that.
Oh,
they
who
start
cares?
Pushing your head. You're like, come
Eleanor,
on.
Eleanor, stop. Be a lady.
I'm sorry. My brother listens.
Your brother listens?
My brother Tommy, my oldest
you have
brother.
A brother.
I have six brothers and three sisters.
Wow.
It's a fucking
and a
mess
mom
where
and a
I
dad.
Come from. Believe that?
I can't.
My mom's like, my back hurts. I'm like, you have 10 kids. No matter you don't even have fucking vertebrae. Of course your back hurts.
She's like a gray whale. She's just out there fucking with flippers just strolling in the waves.
She's
That's
out.
Hilarious.
She's out there seeing her great-great-granddaughter right now.
Well, I'm glad to see you. I'm not good at family reunions, but I'm glad to see you.
I'm really glad to see you. You're one of my favorites.
It's been a long motherfucking time, but you are a funny fucking character.
I love it. Thank you. Nobody's funnier than you. You fucking. I know you hate the porthole, but you fucking killed in that belly room.
The porthole? That's the porthole to hell.
I remember doing well in the belly room when I first started, and all these people were coming out, and they're like, you were great, you were great. And Mike, you know, Mike Favorman, or no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Favorman
and Ranazizi. Big kill it. Yeah. They were standing out here. We used to have that phone booth in the hallway. I mean, the phone by the ladies' room in the hall. And so we were standing by the phone, and there were people were walking by. They're like, oh, you were great, you were great. And Favorman goes, yeah, in the belly room.
Where's he working right now? Hey, stop barking those cars.
He could let me fucking take that for 5 minutes. A little fingering on the way out.
No, he can't. I love Favorman for that, though.
He's amazing.
You gotta love Favorman for that.
All right, let's close it.
Let's go watch
Ricky. What do you have any thing to plug? Any social media? You want to plug your farm?
I'd like to plug Dos Equis for giving me this opportunity to be on the podcast.
Dos Equis.
I'll be back in Colombia by Medellin on my fucking avocado farm.
I want to go
there. You gotta go there. We're gonna open a B&B there.
Really?
Fuck yeah. It's the best place. I just got back from Cartagena.
I don't eat avocado. Is that the word you just said? I don't eat that. It tastes like club soda to me. That's fucking disgusting.
You don't have to.
So, but I'll go there just because I like
you
brown men.
You have to go to Colombia. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
I went to amazing. The Dominican Republic with Mitzi, and she wouldn't let me play with anybody. But
what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. It was a long...
That's
it was
crazy.
A long weekend, my friend.
We got to do that on the next podcast.
I want to
hear about that.
I let it out a little bit here and there, but I was always
afraid
to talk about
it. Oh, no, I want to hear the full fucking story.
Yeah, we had a good old fucking time.
I bet you did. Are those two black guys still alive?
They're dead now. One of them's playing for the Red Sox.
Oh,
it's a long
God,
story, guys.
That's hilarious. He shook the death away. All right, Eleanor. Thanks
All right,
for having
what is your
me.
Social media? Real Paula Bell?
Real Paula Bell. B-E-L-1-L. I couldn't afford to. See ya.
Proud of you. Bye. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to go watch Rick.